Dear friends, guests, the feast of Pentecost is the birthday of the Church. For some 2,000 years now, the Church has withstood the devastating ravages of man. It has seen empire rise, courage, and then fall. It has withstood diabolical attempts to destroy it from without and corrupting influences from within. Through it, both the permanence and the stability of the Church stand out like beacon in the night of a sea darkened world. God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The good news Jesus came to reveal was meant not only for the people of the dead, but for people of all time. So why Jesus was personally proclaiming the good news to his contemporaries, he was preparing a means by which his mission would be continued after he had returned to his heavenly Father. Jesus began by gathering together 12 men. Three poor, others. He spent the night in prayer before he told them to come follow me. He told them by word and example. Before he returned to his Father, he gave them four more commissions. Go into the world, into the whole world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of God, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the ages. Then Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait until they receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, that will remind them of all we have commanded and remain with them forever. Then, just as the human body of Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost as the Annunciation, so too the mystical body of Jesus, the Church, was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. It was by the power of the Holy Ghost that the Gospel of Christ crucified, so incredible in itself. So contrary to how human nature and preached by such simple, unlettered men conquered the known world in a few centuries. That's true. God could have fallen and gone to do that. But he chose men. Freedom, valuable, sinful human being. And it is this very human being which is the greatest proof of its divinity. If it were only human, the Church would have been out of existence a long time ago. After the resurrection, when the apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish commission, the court judges, the Sanhedrin, prophesying about the resurrection, Gamaliel, the teacher of the law, said, "So, no, I'm telling you, he was speaking to the judges. So, no, I'm telling you, have nothing to do with this man, and that is no. For if this is an error of this activity is of human permission, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourself fighting against God." Dear friends, that was some 2,000 years ago. The church today is still teaching the resurrection. Dear friends, the light has come into the world. Jesus tells us today in the gospel that men have preferred darkness. Have we greatly given up darkness? Have we chosen to pursue the way by following Jesus, who is the light of the world? Dear friends, allow me to ask you this powerful question. Because if God is not our light, all the rest becomes useless. Without God, all is darkness. God came to us, He became man, He has given to us the only truth that saves. He died to free us from sin, and at Pentecost, He gave us the Holy Ghost, He gave us the light of faith. But many times, we prefer darkness. The world without God is the world of darkness, of lies, and of selfishness. What does it mean when we must pretend to the world that our hope are the men, Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world and of humanity? We can no longer be silent. Your friends, you have this church. Our ancestors, your ancestors, did things to proclaim the truth, the true prophet. They did things, they did them to proclaim that everything in its architecture, its structure, its spiritual window, proclaims the joy of being saved and loved by God. Our ancestors were not perfect. They were not without sins. But they wanted to let the light of faith illuminate their darkness. Then let us choose the light and renounce the darkness. How can this be done? The gospel tells us according to the truth, come to the light. Let the light of the Holy Ghost illuminate our lives completely, simply, and even in the most intimate parts of our humanity. To act according to the truth is first to put God at the center of our mind, and the cross into the center of this altar. Dear friends, children run to him every day. I think I know, but tomorrow, right now, we have to come to hand to give a few minutes, of silence every day. In order to turn to God, to have him, Lord, writing to me, I need you all my life. Dear people, without silence, there is no life. Darkness feeds on the incessant noise of this world, which prevents us from turning to God. Take the example of the liturgy of the Mass today. It means Mass to adoration. Feel of fear and love in the presence of God's greatness. It culminates in the consecration where, together, facing the altar, our gaze directed to the cross, we commune in silence, in recollection, and in adoration. Please do not hide the source of your hope. On the contrary, let's proclaim it, testify it, evangelize. The church needs all of us. Remind all that only the crucified Christ reveals the true meaning of freedom. With Christ, set free liberty that is to the chain by false human rights. To you, your parents, being a father and mother into the world is an adventure full of suffering, obstacles, and worry. The church says to you, thank you, yes, thank you for the generous gift of yourself. Have the courage to raise your children in the light of Christ. You will sometimes have to fight against the prevailing and endure the mockery and contempt of the world. But you are not here to leave the world. We are not here to leave the world. We proclaim a child crucified, scandal from the Jews and folly from the Gentiles. Do not be afraid, do not give up. Church, and trust to you a prophetic mission to testify before all of our those who trust in God, who has left us intelligent guardians of the natural world. You announce, dear parents, what Jesus has revealed to us through this very night. Freedom is accomplished in love, that is to say, the gift of oneself. Dear faithful, the church loves us. Love the church. She is your mother. Do not love those who love at her because they have seen the wrinkles of our thanksgiving by sentiments of suffering and hardship. Even today, the church is beautiful and radiates holiness. We said that today is the anniversary birthday of the church, then let us pray for vocation. We are pleased to have many young people. Dear young people, you are friends without doubt. So turn on your sword, the throne of that man's head and hands. You are sometimes seduced by the hasty figures of the world. With all my hearts of the praise, I said to you, do not hesitate. If Jesus is calling you, he will give you everything. But calling him to be sent, you will not lose anything. You will win the control that never disappoints. Dear young people, if today Christ calls you to follow him as a priest, as a religious, do not hesitate. Send him fiat, an enthusiastic and unconditional yes. Dear friends, happy this day. Let us give up the darkness. Let's choose the man. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to know how to say the act. That is, yes, fully, totally, like her. To know how to welcome the man of the Holy Ghost, like she did. On this day when we celebrate Mary, Mother of the Church, let us ask this most holy mother to have a heart like her. A heart that refuses nothing to love. A heart burning with love for the glory of God. A heart ardent to amend, to mend the good news. A generous heart. The earth has been as fortune as the prayer of Mary, as abundant as that of the Church, and as rich and merciful as that of the earth of